As we say in Aggie Land, howdy. This is another episode of Sticks and Stones. I am your host, Brent, coming to you deep in the heart of the Republic of Texas. Today I have a great episode for you. I'm going to start off with a pairing that's really in the, I would say, kind of the beginner stage. If you are new to cigars and whiskey, this is a good starting point for you. I've got an Olivet Connecticut Reserve Series Robusto 5-inch by 50 on the ring gauge, and Maker's Mark Original Bourbon. Both are considered more of a mild medium in their class, and I think the pairing will work well together. Maker's Mark is fairly new in the whiskey world, comparatively speaking. You have places like Buffalo Trace, Jack Daniels that have been around since the 1800s, where Makers came on the scene in 1953. But they have made a big splash. They do have a big following, and I am one of them. I have at least two bottles of Makers on my shelf at any one time. Keep a bottle of the original around, and generally a bottle of Makers 46, which is an overproof. The Makers original is 45% alcohol by volume, which is 90 proof, whereas the Makers 46 is 46 APV, and that makes it a 92 proof, so it's a little overproof. What Makers does that makes them a little unique is bourbon in the first mash must be 51% corn. The other 49% is made up of a combination of corn, rye, and wheat. Well, Makers replaces the rye with a 5% red winter wheat, which has a much sweeter profile, and that carries over into the smell and the flavor of the whiskey. It's known for its very simple profile. It's not a complex profile, but it is a very good profile. I love Maker's Mark. It's one of my favorites, and as I said, I always keep it on my shelf. The Olivet Connecticut is a Nicaraguan filler with a Connecticut wrapper. The Connecticut wrapper is denoted by the lighter color of the cigar. Habanos and Maduros are a much darker leaf, and that's the darker cigars that you see around. The Olivet Connecticut is a mild to medium cigar. We'll punch it, take a couple of cold draws off of it before we light it, and get a little preview of what it's going to be. I use a punch cutter for anything other than like a torpedo where I have to cut the end of it. The punch is precise, same hole every time. So when you're drawing your cigar from one cigar to another, it's always the same hole. Where when you do a cutter, it really depends on where you cut it as to the size of the hole. So we'll go ahead and cut this one. Wet it up. Make it easier to cut. Give it a cut. And there you go. So, I use a quad torch. Has four burners. You don't want to cram your cigar into the flame. You want to kiss the end of the cigar with the flame and kind of bring it up slow. You'll have to pardon me, I'm still getting used to doing this on camera. Once you get a nice glow going, I believe that is just like they say it is. It's got a very creamy mouthfeel. You get subtle notes of coffee, cedar, white peppercorn, maybe a little leather. Definitely a good draw. It's not hard to draw, but it's not too easy to draw either. You do have to kind of strike a balance. This cigar, you can get at your local cigar shop, you can buy a single for $8 or $10. You order them online, you can pick up a five-pack for somewhere around $35. A box will cost you $150 or so. It is not a cheap habit to pick up. You can definitely overspend when you're talking cigars and whiskey. So we'll try a couple of sniffs and a little sip of the Maker's Original, see how that is. I'm getting, naturally with the bourbon, you're getting a little oak, some caramel, some vanilla. It's sweet, balanced. That's the rye, the winter wheat coming out. Getting a little touch of fruit. That's a very good cigar. It's got a wonderful color. It's got a wonderful aroma. It's got a really good flavor. I think it goes well with the Olive. Very good. A little water to clean off the palate. Can't get over that creaminess. It's very good. And it blends very well with the Maker's Mark. The fruit and the wood and the sweetness and the creaminess kind of all blend together in your mouth. It's a very good, like I said, this would be for somebody that's just getting into it and doesn't want to just dive into the deep end. This is a great place to start. You'll spend about $25 on a bottle of Maker's Original for a 750 milliliter. You can get a five pack of these online for $35. It makes for a pretty good weekend. You definitely can't go wrong when you're pairing these two together. Well, I will wrap it up for today's show. I will tell you that I have a wonderful show coming next week. I'm not going to give it away, but I am going to be coming to you from an alternate location. I'm going to be sampling a scotch that I've never had before, and it ties in with where I'm going. So, we're going to pair that with a cigar. We're going to just take it all in. So, be sure to be here next week for our next episode of Sticks and Stones. Have a great day.